This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Jeffrey Epstein is behind bars today after pleading not guilty to sex trafficking.
Accused of sexually assaulting teenage girls as young as 14 years old.
This all begins when the Palm Beach police get a tip from some parents about a child coming home with her lunchbox full of money. When they ask her where the money comes from, it's clear that it comes from Jeffrey Epstein.
Prosecutors say they made a disturbing discovery at his mansion.
Thousands of nude photos of underage girls were found there. And inside of a locked safe, compact discs. One allegedly labeled Young Miscellaneous News 1.
This is video of Jeffrey Epstein's home taken by investigators during a search of the multimillionaire's Palm Beach mansion. It is where Epstein was involved with at least 40 underage girls, some of whom he had sex with.
Epstein has had several high-profile friendships in the past. President Bill Clinton reportedly rode on Epstein's jet more than two dozen times in the early 2000s.
It's no secret that former President Bill Clinton had a friendly relationship with Jeffrey Epstein.
A former Secret Service agent is threatening to release damaging information on former President Bill Clinton. Dan Bongino says he may release information on Clinton's 26 documented trips on Jeffrey Epstein's plane jet, private jet, the Lolita Express.
Sleazy Wall Street tycoon Jeffrey Epstein used the Lolita Express to ferry a bevy of beautiful young women. Among the passengers, former President Bill Clinton and Britain's Prince Andrew.
FAA records show that Bill Clinton is on the airplane of Jeffrey Epstein 26 times.
Newly obtained documents show Clinton actually took at least 26 flights on Epstein's private jet to spots around the globe.
Google, Facebook, Twitter, mainstream corporate media, Wikipedia are all covering up what's really happening. They are all covering up any connection to Epstein or the Clintons, or the logs on the airplanes with the little girls.
Sources say there were dozens of victims. The teen girls were encouraged to recruit their friends.
We were underage. We were little girls. By the time I was 16, I brought him up to 75 girls, all the ages of, 14, 15, 16, people going from 8th grade to 9th grade at just school parties is where I recruit him from.
Before you know it, I'm being lent out to politicians and to academics and to people that you, royalty and people that you just, you would never think, like, how did you get into that position of power in the first place if you're this disgusting, evil, decrepit person on the inside.
An absolute secret, the U.S. government negotiated a deal that forgave multi-billionaire Jeff Epstein for procuring sex with about 40 children.
The 2008 agreement protects Epstein and anyone who worked with him from federal charges.
He was basically treated as a celebrity. He was allowed to come and go 6 days a week from the jail as he wanted. Every morning a chauffeur would come, pick him up and drive him to his office where he would spend the day doing whatever he wanted to do and then check back in at night.
And he arranged it so that he got work release, which meant that he had a valet, a driver that he hired, pick him up at the jail every day.
Unbelievably, this evil pedophile monster served just 13 months in a county jail for his crimes.
The U.S. attorney who authorized that deal, Alexander Acosta, now the Secretary of Labor.
Acosta is a George W. Bush appointee under the Bush Justice Department, and he conducts his own investigation, he rubber stamps the state charge, and then he seals it.
They were told, leave it alone, Jeffrey Epstein works for U.S. intelligence and the FBI.
Now, Bradley Edwards determined to get a federal judge to overturn the sweetheart plea deal.
Somebody with money and power was able to communicate with the government in secrecy, in direct violation of the rights of the crime victims.
It's scary, because this is our government that's supposed to protect us, but has done everything to protect, a pedophile.
Giant pedophile rings controlling the deep. deep state are now being exposed.
Well, I started getting somewhat of an inclination that this is a situation where somehow, for some reason, the defendant and the government are working together against the victims. Although that kind of conspiracy theory sounds so preposterous that I didn't want to believe it.
We told you about Jeffrey Epstein and everything he was up to and who he is years ago. Now it's going to hit the mainstream.
It's not only that you have a unique voice in the public arena and the public square. The other thing that's unique about InfoWars is it is the only network of this reach that is not backed by a corporate donor or corporate sugar daddy, that's not backed by some billionaire, that's not being funded by a secret foreign government. It is completely independent of all that. It is an old-school American 1776-style experiment in the expression of the freedom of press and freedom of speech that, in fact, the founders were so concerned with at the beginning of the country, they actually tried to support and subsidize organizations just like this, because this was the kind of press they wanted. And then ultimately, we now live in an era where they've mostly been co-opted by big corporations or billionaire sugar daddies who've been able to control and manipulate what news and views the person's allowed to have or express or hear. And the InfoWars audience has broken through that. They are the bridge from the founding to the modern age, ultimate American democracy and freedom. And that's why there's been an unprecedented onslaught of deplatforming, defamation, lawfare, and libel targeting youth.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, President Trump in tweets today is pledging to take action against big tech election meddling and censorship raging across not just the United States, but across the authoritarian and so-called free world. It's Thursday, July 11th, 2019. We just kicked off at 8 a.m. this morning with David Knight, a special 34-hour continual live transmission that ends tomorrow evening at 6 p.m. We've got a crew of six people, or is it seven people, in Washington, D.C., Millie Weaver and her crew, Owen Schroyer and his crew, Caitlin Bennett and her crew. I guess that's eight people. And listen, a lot of folks are saying, Alex, why weren't you invited to the social media summit with President Trump? Well, if I was invited, it would become the only story about it. And I've been so demonized by the left and by corporate media because they know that InfoWars represents Trump's base, that if I was to go to that event, it would be nothing but a distraction, like a Matt Drudge or somebody went to it. This is about organizing people that are in social media, that are meme makers, to try to develop a plan of action for the president to take action against big tech censorship. And it's a way for the president to draw attention to the censorship and let the world know that he's going to be taking action. Not a lot's been released about the summit. I've been told quite a bit by folks that have been invited to the White House already last week, like Carpe Donctum and others, and what they've been told about the breakaway groups that are going to be taking place all day today and all day Friday, and some folks into the weekend. There's also some late-night parties and events that our camera crews have been invited to. We'll be there covering all of that. But I want to explain something. InfoWars is about leadership. This audience is about leadership. We created the reboot of the 1776 worldwide nationalist movement. And Paul Watson, I wouldn't say was butthurt that he wasn't invited, but he did mention, wow, I'm kind of blackpilled. I'm being censored. I'm being attacked. I've been listed as the verboten one, along with Alex Jones. Facebook put out terms of service saying people can organize our murder. That was up for a few days. They removed it yesterday from their terms of service. It's just getting insane. But it's because we are the vanguard that if we were there, it would take over the event. And let's really get down to brass tacks. President Trump's invited me to the White House. He's invited me to Trump Tower, Mar-a-Lago, all that stuff. And I said, Mr. President, don't worry about that. I don't need to have you pat me on the head. I need to just talk to you about policy. That's what I want. And Trump really likes that. And so that's what's happening here is I don't go to the White House to get patted on the head. I'm here to help create policy with you, the audience, for countervailing talking points to counter the globalists that we put out. We are the heart of the resistance. Now, people like James O'Keefe are there. He is incredibly important to the whole fight. Carpe Donctum, amazing. Mark Dice, so many others. But look at what happened to Ben Garrison. He criticized George Soros, and the media all called him an anti-Semite. So whoever's organizing this, the press secretary, thought, well, let's not make it about that. Let's remove Garrison. Well, that only then encouraged all of the other media to start calling everyone white supremacist and calling the whole list that. So at a certain point, I get not having Alex Jones there. But at another point, Ben Garrison has never been accused of that. There's no truth to it. It's a bunch of bull. So to have the old dying corporate media, the same ones that claim Trump is raping women and abusing women in public all the time, and none of it's true. Well, if we went by the mainstream media's yardstick that they're the arbiters of reality and they decide who's acceptable in society, no one right of Mao Zedong would be out walking around a free person. So it's pretty amazing that all of this is going on. It's very, very dangerous. So let me just cut right to the facts. There are quite a few people inside of that event that we helped with their original funding, their original promotion, their original platform. And so I knew all about the meeting before it happened, before it was announced. I know all about what the meeting is going to be about. And I've got a lot of the key people inside the meeting. But understand, we created the policy out here in the Midwest and in Texas and in places like Idaho and Oregon outside of Portland. Portland's a whole other country. We are the dog. D.C. is the tail. So again, we're not grasping individuals trying to be a part of the inside club. We are creating the relaunch of Americana. We are the tip of the spear. We're the blood that flows through the veins and arteries of the rebirth of the nation. We are the blood of victory, the blood of liberty. We are the wind in the sails. We are 1776 worldwide. So make no mistake that I've told Paul this, and he was just a little chiffed. And I've told Owen this, who shot a video in front of the White House, saying, hey, it's good that we're outside the White House, because it shows that we really are the vanguard of anti-establishment. But I can still see Owen's a little bit irritated by it. Because, you know, Owen used to shoot videos on YouTube. The average video got 5 million views. He had hundreds and 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 hundreds of millions of views on his own channel. Hundreds of millions with us. Everywhere he went, he totally kicked ass as a reporter. And he's been lumped in with me and put in the Phantom Zone. But see, now they're moving on to everybody else in the Phantom Zone. Now, Professor Lott, who's super revered, does FBI statistics for the FBI, he's been banned off Twitter for putting out statistics about mass shootings. So it's never going to end. So if you're going to get banned, isn't it better to be banned first? If you're going to be the black sheep, isn't it best to be the biggest, fattest, strongest one on the hill that everybody knows is the black sheep? Like George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and Benjamin Franklin and Patrick Henry and Sam Adams and John Hancock. Lord, ladies and gentlemen, they were the black sheep, the devil. Even people that were pro-American independence would not be seen or associated with the 3%, who started with one-tenth of 1%. Even a year before the war ended, most people that were already secretly pro-independence would not associate with George Washington or Benjamin Franklin or Thomas Jefferson. Do you understand what leadership's about? Leadership, ladies and gentlemen, is about doing what you know is right when everybody's coming down on you because you know it's right and you know it's best for society and you know in the end you've got a shot at winning and making a better world at best. At worst, you'll be destroyed, but still you'll be right in the eyes of God, and that's what really matters. So that's what this is all about, ladies and gentlemen. We guide the policy in the White House. The globalists fear us. They fear your word of mouth. They fear what you're doing. And speaking of that, we've launched a 34-hour special broadcast at Infowars.com/show. We posted a page on the front page of Infowars.com, live coverage of Trump's social media anti-censorship summit in D.C. with a whole slew of our great reporters on the ground, giving you the latest intel as it comes out. If Trump decides to go live with his speech, which I'm told he'll do sometime for 2 Central today, we'll carry all of that and so much more. A whole slew of special guests throughout the next 34 hours, right through to tomorrow at 6 p.m. When the great Will Johnson, he's an independent talk show host in his own right, but he fills in for us and does some auxiliary reporting for us. And I invited him to come to town for the next week or so and co-host with us. And so he's going to be hosting the War Room. And then I'll be back tonight. A bunch of other special guests, the great Savannah Hernandez that folks love so much. She is going to be there hosting as well. Paul Watson is going to host 2 hours in the morning, 6 to 8 p.m., right before David Knight, and so much more. We're going to have Millie Weaver and Caitlin Bennett and all of them on the ground in D.C. covering a whole slew of events. But what you can do is reach new people and say, hey, you heard of InfoWars.com? You heard of NewsWars.com? Well, they're doing a live special 34-hour broadcast from D.C. with the Inside Baseball on the summit and what's coming next. So this is what the establishment doesn't want you to have. Here's the forbidden link. Now, you can share NewsWars.com still on Facebook or Twitter without getting banned right away. InfoWars you share on your email, your text message, word of mouth, and it has even more power now in the third dimension because people know it's forbidden fruit. But whatever you do, tell folks about those local AM and FM stations and TV stations because they're doing a fabulous job as well. And support them. Tithe to the First Amendment. Write out a check one time or every month to those local stations because they are the light in the dark of the night. They are the modern Paul Revere, and so are you. Big news straight ahead. Stay with us.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'm Alex Jones, your host. So the corporate media, literally in league with the Chi-Coms, has a tough job cut out for them. They have basically no viewers. They are going bankrupt. They're having huge layoffs. They're having to have pep rallies at NBC News because the people are so depressed at the layoffs and pay cuts. But they've still got, I'm sorry, aging fossils of the Republican and Democratic Party establishment that think they're all powerful and think that America really listens to them. And so there's hundreds of headlines I've already seen that Trump invites right-wing extremists to the White House for a social media summit. Trump has white supremacists, a social media summit. None of it's true. When you look at who it is, it's Mark Dice. It's James O'Keefe. It's Carpe Donctum. But CNN has all these videos we're going to play later that look like mugshots up there. And they show you the different people and, oh, how bad they are. This person says there's only two genders. And this person says we shouldn't have drag queen story time for the children. But who's not there are the dangerous individuals, Alex Jones, Paul Watson, Laura Loomer, Milo Yiannopoulos. They threw in Louis Farrakhan, as people kept saying, why are you banning all the right-wingers and not Louis Farrakhan? Oh, no, the really dangerous people that Facebook put in its terms of service that you can promote their physical attack, even their death. Oh, no, none of those folks were invited because, again, people at the White House, not Trump, are scared of the media pointing out those of us that have some racy things we've said under the First Amendment. And actually getting some legitimacy to the claim that we're these bad, evil extremists. Why do we let the establishment set the benchmark? Why do we let the anti-American globalists that tell us that AOC, who says America sucks, is good, but we're bad? Or that Ilhan Omar, who married her brother, came here criminally, says she hates the nation? Why do we bow down and cower to these people? Why do we let them tell us what the standards are? It's like the mouse conquering the lion. And coming up next segment, I've got the Tucker Carlson piece he did a few nights ago where they're calling for him to step down over because he points out that Ilhan Omar has said she hates this country. And that's what she said over and over again. She constantly runs it down. The Democrats constantly run it down. They say that the Border Patrol is putting children in concentration camps, which they're not. And then they show cages from the Obama era, knowing it's a fraud. And then meanwhile, Tommy Robinson, jailed for 9 months over contempt of court, wore a shirt as he marched into jail this morning with Katie Hopkins, who'll be joining us tomorrow. She's an auxiliary InfoWars reporter, wearing a shirt saying convicted of Islam. Oh, no, no, no. That's radical Islam's totally and completely legal in the UK. The grooming of girls, the acid attacks, the cutting little girls' genitals off. The government basically leaves that alone, tacitly has made it legal. No, wearing the shirt of the term that I coined this week, convicted of journalism. And on the back of the shirt, it says the UK equals North Korea. Oh, and Antifa got to throw things and punch people and attack the big crowd that was out there chanting, free Tommy, free Tommy. and the media spun it again, that it was an ugly scene as furious Tommy Robbins' supporters riot outside Parliament and burn EU flags after the EDL founder was jailed for 9 months for contempt. Notice, he didn't get a jury trial. The Magna Carta says, that's 1215, the basis of all Western law, that you must have a jury of your peers if you face more than 6 months in jail. And current laws say the same thing. And the law on contempt says the same thing. But they don't care, do they? No. Because whether it's Australia or the UK or Europe or the US or Canada or New Zealand, they're all using the judiciary and the police to violate rights. And every few days, another congressman, another congresswoman, another CNN reporter, another MSNBC pundit says, arrest people that disagree with us. Arrest people that promote Infowars.com. Physically attack Alex Jones. It's okay. And now, CNN analyst says young people need to be trained to do away with conservative media. Steve Watson article on Infowars.com. It will just be a bad memory. This is CNN analyst yesterday that young people should be trained. Host John Berman and analyst Errol Lewis discussed Tucker Carlson and how horrible he is, saying that Ilhan Omar doesn't love America. Here it is.
We know that there are lots of young girls who are watching the women's soccer team, and they're being inspired, and they're going to sort of change the world. There are a lot of people, I happen to have been one of them as a kid, who saw all kinds of racist garbage coming out over the airwaves. You know, people like Tucker Carlson. And it was one of the things that inspired me to get into this business, to try and drive away the vestiges of that garbage. I mean, on talk radio in particular, you heard it for years and years and years, just spewing this kind of garbage. And that, I mean, it's stuff like that. And things like what he said last night are going to be said all over the airwaves all day, today and tomorrow and the next day. And it's a wake-up call. It is an alarm to the rest of us that we need to train young people, get them into the media, get them into broadcasting, and do away with that stuff so it'll just be a bad memory.
I like that glass half full analysis of that.
The silver lining.
Do away with that sort of stuff so it will just be a bad memory. You know, that reminds me of somebody else, the former Attorney General, Eric Holder, when he said we need to tell the media at a media conference on C-SPAN to brainwash the public against guns. Remember this?
What we need to do is change the way in which people think about guns, especially young people. One thing that I think is clear with young people and with adults as well is that we just have to be repetitive about this. It's not enough to simply have a catchy ad on a Monday and then only do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
And here's Frederica Wilson last week on national television at a speech saying, you make fun of me, you're going to go to jail. Here she is.
Those people who are online making fun of members of Congress are a disgrace. And there's no need for anyone to think that is unacceptable. We're going to shut them down and work with whoever it is to shut them down, and they should be prosecuted.
We're going to go to break. When we come back, I'm going to air the Tucker Carlson segment from two nights ago that has every corporate establishment, anti-free speech, anti-American media outlet calling for his head. And then we're going to go over some of the quotes and some of the things that Ilhan Omar has said about America before, and the statements about the Border Patrol should be disbanded and that they're terrorists and that they are concentration camps. But she sure as hell got here and then got on welfare right away and is just a disgusting, lazy rat. A disgusting, lazy, America-hating rat. I can't go to Somalia and get a bunch of free stuff, you witch. Please, get the hell out of here. Get the hell out of here, you dirty, ugly, stinking rat. I just want listeners to understand, money is what allows us to beat this and stand against this. And we're seeing a lot of orders right now with the Save InfoWars 50% off, but we make only like $5, $10 on higher marked up stuff. We're making like $2 on the toothpaste at that price, and we're moving a ton of it, okay? But you move a couple $100,000 or something, and you get $20,000. That doesn't pay for all the infrastructure, the bandwidth, the lawyers, the crew. So we need to sell millions and millions and millions of dollars of product. I want to expand, not contract. And for 6 months, we've not just been at a standstill. The enemy's been winning. And I have labored and labored and labored and labored on this. I like to be expanding. I like to be winning. I like to be fighting. And we are winning the info war. That's why we're so hated. But we need to be retreaded. We need to be tuned up. We need to be fixed up. We never have time to get into dry dock. We got a lot of holes shot at us. And the enemy wants to silence us. Then they're really going to plant child porn on us. Then they're going to kill me or you or anybody else. I mean, the Democrats now are going into a full revolutionary fervor funded by foreign banks and the Chi-Com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hello. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The Democratic candidates for president are on the road this week, telling voters that the United States is an awful country. America's institutions are built on white supremacy, squeaked Beto O'Rourke at an event yesterday. Of all the lies these people tell, and there are many, this is the most absurd. In fact, the United States is the kindest, most open-minded place on the planet. The U.S. has done more for other people and received less in return than any nation in history by far. Americans like to help. It makes us feel good. Some of our deepest satisfaction as a country comes from watching penniless immigrants arrive on our shores, buy into our values, and thrive. We call it the American dream, and nothing makes us prouder. It was in that spirit that in 1992, the United States welcomed 10-year-old Ilhan Omar and her family. Omar was born in Somalia, one of the world's poorest countries. It was then ruled by a Marxist military dictatorship. When Omar was six, she and her parents and their six siblings fled a worsening civil war and wound up in a refugee camp in Kenya. They spent 4 years there until America offered the family asylum here and let them settle in Minneapolis. Omar's father drove a taxi at first, then got a job at the post office working for the government. Omar, meanwhile, grew up free in the world's richest country with all the bounty that that implies. She became a citizen, then went to work at a state university. A few years later, she became a member of Congress, elected by voters who were proud to see an immigrant succeed. Omar is now, at the age of only 36, one of the most powerful women in America. It's an amazing story, really. Only in this country could it have happened. Ilhan Omar has an awful lot to be grateful for. But she isn't grateful. Not at all. After everything America has done for Omar and for her family, she hates this country more than ever. In a recent piece in the Washington Post, the reporter put it this way, quote, "In Omar's version, America isn't the big-hearted country that saved her from a brutal war and a bleak refugee camp. It wasn't a meritocracy that helped her attend college or vaulted her into Congress. Instead, it was the country that had failed to live up to its founding ideals, a place that had disappointed her and so many immigrants, refugees, and minorities like her," end quote. If anything, that's an understatement. Omar isn't disappointed in America. She's enraged by it. Virtually every public statement she makes accuses Americans of bigotry and racism. "This is an immoral country," she says. She has undisguised contempt for the United States and for its people. That should worry you, and not just because Omar is now a sitting member of Congress. Ilhan Omar is living proof that the way we practice immigration has become dangerous to this country. A system designed to strengthen America is instead undermining it. Some of the very people we try hardest to help have come to hate us passionately. Maybe that's our fault for asking too little of our immigrants. We aren't self-confident enough to make them assimilate so they never feel fully American. Or maybe the problem is deeper than that. Maybe we're importing people from places whose values are simply antithetical to ours. Who knows what the problem is? But there is a problem. And whatever the cause, this cannot continue. It's not sustainable. No country can import large numbers of people who hate it and expect to survive. The Romans were the last to try that with predictable results. So be grateful for Ilhan Omar, annoying as she is. She's a living fire alarm, a warning to the rest of us that we better change our immigration system immediately or else.
Hi, could I get... Could you tell me, do you agree with AOC that ICE is running concentration camps on the border?
There are camps and people are being concentrated. This is very simple. I don't even know why this is a controversial thing for her to say. We have to really truthfully speak about what's taking place. And this is why it's really important for us to abolish ICE and make sure that we have an agency that is accountable to the people, that is dealing with the situation in a humane way. There's no way that we can allow for kids to be caged in this country and children to be separated from their families and people being terrorized in their communities.
Is it fair to communicate?
We have to make sure that we are calling it out, and I am 100% without.
Think about that. And there's countless quotes by her of similar things. You know, people are flooding into the country by the hundreds of thousands. They're trying to get in. One third of the children are with people that aren't their parents. There's massive child smuggling, drug smuggling, you name it, underground tunnels, submarines with, you know, thousands of pounds of cocaine being captured, hundreds of thousands dead on the Mexico side. But the illusion, the fantasy is that America is bad, but everybody's trying to get into it because it's so horrible, because it's so evil. And then Ilhan says, oh, because they're concentrated, whatever that means, it's a concentration camp. That's like saying people in line to get into Disney World are in a concentration camp, too. So she knows that we have a conscience. She knows that we have a soul. She's a sociopath from a culture of piracy and sex slavery and just absolute barbarism. And she sees you as the other, as the outsider. And she's here to conquer you, as Tucker Carlson just said, and now they want Tucker Carlson off the air. You heard the Democrats earlier. You heard CNN. They said it's time to do away with all talk radio, with Fox News, with anyone and everyone that doesn't do exactly what they say, when they say, how they say. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars, despite all the so-called shadow bans and things, and the outright bans, is still reaching record numbers of people via direct word of mouth and via folks sharing our articles and our videos and people taking our articles and videos and taking my name out of it, taking InfoWars out of it, and it's going viral everywhere. And because I've been banned so many places, the real thought makers, the real decision makers, the thought leaders more than ever tune in. So we always had a great audience, but the quality of the audience was always excellent. It's gone stratospheric when it comes to major decision makers around the world. And that's been mainly because of you supporting us. And obviously with shadow banning, I'd always funded more than 15, 20 groups a year covertly to not even promote us, just to go out and do good work, knowing that if I see talent and someone taking action out there that doesn't have funding to go to the next level, I will provide it. But thanks to all the censorship and boycotts and lawsuits, I haven't really had that extra money to finance as many underground operations. By underground, I mean people that are prominent and well-known, but not know that InfoWars is funding them. But the establishment has figured this out, and so that's why they're really trying to shut us down. That's why it's more important than ever to realize it's not just what you see here at InfoWars. It's so many other prominent people out there that literally wouldn't be operating if it wasn't for your support of this transmission. And when I say I haven't been able to do that on the scale that I used to, I've actually gotten better at spreading it out and doing other creative things behind the scenes. And so I will just assure you that a lot of the big effects you see, a lot of the big events you see, a lot of the people you see at this conference are openly funded by InfoWars, and some cases not openly funded by InfoWars, and in some cases in great part, ladies and gentlemen. So it is literally essential. We're doing a quasi-fundraiser today with 75 to 25% off everything in the store. At InfoWarsStore.com. It's $17.76 worldwide. And the best deal in there is Ultra 12. It's the highest quality B12 you can get over the counter. It's the same stuff people get per prescription, but it's not licensed for that. And it's got a 95% review on Power Reviews, third-party reviews. It's the strongest out there. It's twice as strong, the same stuff as Secret 12, just twice as strong. A new formula. We're really proud of it. InfoWarsLife.com, and you can get it for $17.76. That is 55% off the retail. We normally do it for 25% off, but it is 50%+ off right now. Just experience it under your tongue. There's no sweetener in it. B12 just tastes sweet when it's not synthetic. It's amazing. It's a missing link in the body. Get your Ultra 12 today and fund the operation. Get your Super Blue toothpaste. X2 is about to sell out. We got X3 in stock. And all the t-shirts and apparel are $17.76 as well. That's the Space Force shirt. That is the new Betsy Ross shirts and so much more. Thank you for supporting the InfoWar. You built this operation.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Old Bailey for the sentencing of Tommy Robinson today. A real sense of nervousness, of anxiety. Banks and banks of police officers here in their wagons. The press pack is also here gathering. And then there is a big crowd of Tommy's supporters also gathering down the road. So I'm about to go and meet Tommy off his train. God only knows what he's thinking right now. There is real nervousness. I feel kind of a bit sick for him. And I think, I don't know if there was ever a moment that encapsulated the state versus the people. I think this really must be it. I do wonder how today's going to turn out and how it's going to go for Tommy and whether he ends up inside.
Now the Democrats, the deep state, the globalists have been arresting people for their speech, their anti-EU speech, their anti-open border speech in Europe. Now they're doing it in the UK, and Tommy was convicted of journalism. Convicted of showing convicted pedophiles that he first exposed, walking into the courthouse outside saying, how do you feel about your sentencing? All the other media does that to everybody else, but they found him in contempt. No judge in the U.S. previously has ever done this. England's never done this. Europe's never done it. But the reason you get juries is they would have obviously overridden this. But Tommy didn't get a jury trial despite the fact that U.K. law, going back to the Magna Carta, says more than 6 months, you get a jury trial. The judge has thrown you in jail. You are going to get out after 6 months. Well, he's facing 9 months. They starved him to death last time, lost almost 40 pounds. Now, we're going to go to Katie Hopkins, who is an investigative journalist in her own right and also does news reporting for Infowars.com. She's at Katie Hopkins, still on Twitter. And she was there today. That was when she introed going in. She was there today when Tommy, wearing the shirt saying, convicted of journalism on the front, on the back, the UK equals North Korea. She was there to break down what happened and how Tommy took it as he had to march in to the courthouse and then was taken to prison. What was the atmosphere there like, Katie?
Well, you know, Alex, I've never felt anything quite like it. And there was a moment where it was glorious. And that sounds like a strange thing to say, but as Tommy came out of the train station where I met him, surrounded by his volunteers that help protect him as he goes about the place, you know, just this overwhelming mass of people who are so in support, screaming his name, you know, the chant, Tommy, 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 Tommy Robinson, just applauding his journey from the train station to the court building, about 5 minutes, absolutely lined with people. And you know what, for a moment there, walking side by side with Tommy, just assisting him along, just a real feeling that this was the best of British. This was a moment when all the people I was surrounded by, all the people I were with, were just normal, ordinary Brits who want the best for their families, want the best for their children, and want to support a guy and stand up against what they know is, you know, really the wrong treatment. So for a moment there was something glorious about it, but clearly that changed very quickly as we headed into court. I went into court with Tommy and sat through the trial with him on the other side of the press area where I was allowed to sit. And there was something then really, really dark. That's where outside, it was the people, you know, real people, my kind of people, your kind of people, Rust Belt America people. Inside, the establishment, the Whigs, the books, the rules, then trying to find bits of law that they might be able to apply to a social media age that make no sense whatsoever. You know, they clearly stated there's no case law for sentencing for any kind of conviction like Tommy, so they just had to basically make one up. And the judge even said, we need to, in words to this effect, we need to make an example out of Tommy Robinson. So that was a very dark moment in the court.
And of course, he says the big crime he committed was first, along with you and others, exposing 12 years ago, the giant Islamic child kidnapping rings that are being carried out on an industrial scale, protected by governments all over the UK. Now they have to have these hundreds of secret trials, and you watch the Islamists walk in very, very arrogantly, insulting Tommy's family, threatening his family. They're very, very proud of themselves, and to see the criminals that have hijacked your government ignore your vote for Brexit, and now ignore your law for jury trials. This is truly an alien, foreign, authoritarian, tyrannical, usurper government that you have.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, this is a thing that Tommy's really been banged up for. He's been banged up for going against the approved thought. He's been banged up for going against what we are allowed to say. You know, the government, the media covers up for these majority Pakistani Muslim rapists by calling them Asian men, or for the Oxford rape squad, they called them men of Oxford. But because Tommy refused to be supplicant to that, those lies, that's why he's in jail today. And I could tell you, standing with Tommy as we were waiting for the judge to return to the court to give her verdict, he thought he was going to get 18 months inside. That's what his team had briefed him on. And there is something really stark for your viewers, for your listeners, you know, watching this this Perspex box, this clear plastic box that they put a prisoner in before they march them down. Suddenly there's a guy with keys jangling at his waist, and Tommy went into that Perspex box, was locked inside and then went down the steps as if to jail. And I can tell you, as a mum, there is a real moment there where you really feel the weight and the gravity of the establishment sending a man down, literally watching him walk down the steps to jail. And Tommy told me there were 12 other cases in the Old Bailey today while I was there, 12 murderers being charged with murder. And tonight, when that wagon goes to the prison, it will be Tommy Robinson jailed for telling the truth in a wagon with 12 murderers. And that is the state of the UK, and that's what's headed your way across the pond.
That's right. People don't understand, even when the Muslims are 5% of the population out there in the UK, they all vote in the bloc, they all donate money, they all live 20 to a house, and they all know how to commit crime together in an organized fashion. And that's how they make their business. It's how they fund themselves. It's just true. From North Africa, from the Middle East, from Pakistan, a large portion of people are in criminal fraternal gangs. And it's just not compatible. It's not comportable. It's like Somalia. You get off the, you know, an airplane there at one of their dirt airfields, you'll be dead or kidnapped in 5 minutes. But then we import, folks here who literally then try to take over. That's their nature.
Oh, absolutely, Alex. And, you know, to add sort of insult to injury today, the court also fined Tommy Robinson 20, or made him pay the cost of his own trial today, so he will have to pay £25,000 of his family's money towards the cost of today's ridiculous, farcical kangaroo court as well. And of course, not one of the majority Muslim Pakistani rapists will have to pay any of the costs of their trials, but Tommy will have to pay for the cost of his. So I have that exclusive footage for you of the walk into court through these throngs of people, and of the time after the court verdict when we come back out of court. I have that exclusive footage, processing it overnight, and we'll have it for InfoWars exclusively tomorrow.
Well, wonderful, Katie Hopkins. And please, we're doing a 34-hour exclusive broadcast, 1776 worldwide, to coincide with Trump and the social media conference. And we've got folks inside, we've got people outside. We're going to have exclusives on that throughout the evening. So please, thank you for all your work, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Absolutely. Thank you very much to you and your team. Keep going. Keep strong.
Thank you. Tommy couldn't come on my show yesterday because it was nighttime over there. He said, I've got to take my sons and daughter to go-kart racing. That's what they want to do. So they went and had hamburgers. I talked to him after that real late at night over there in the afternoon. I talked to him yesterday. And he said, hey, I had a few beers, had some hamburgers with my kids. You know, before that, we drove go-karts at a go-kart ring. And those are popular here, popular in the UK. And he said, I feel good. He says, I'm not bowing. And so just tell folks whatever happens, I feel good. But yeah, they're going to try to kill him in there. They've thrown acid on him. They've tried to stab him. He spent a year in jail before. And so you understand, when you watch UK TV, it's like he covered a sex crime trial. It's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of men per town have been arrested and indicted, and many convicted of kidnapping girls as young as 6, 7, 8 years old. They disappear. Others, 10, 11, 12, they move them around the country. A lot of them end up dead. A lot of them end up being drug pushers, hookers for life. And it's just, well, they're Muslims. They're allowed to do it. And that's what's going on. And that's what's happening. Sick. Women are property under Orthodox Islam. And, yeah, if you come from a good family, you're left alone. But if you're a woman that's unattended, you go into sex slavery. That's why every one of these videos, they insult your wife, your daughters. Arrogant, with their heads up, convicted of raping kids. They're like, you were born out your mother's ass, and screw your daughters. That's what left always says to me. They always want to go, screw your family. It's the same spirit. It's the spirit of evil. We're in the middle of the 34-hour global 1776 worldwide. Please be Paul Revere's. Tell everyone about the local station you're listening to, or spread the link to InfoWars.com/show.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone.
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I
wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.